Mohammad Nias opened his Quranic school in 1981 with just 6 students. 30 years later, this dara, located in Medina Gonas, one of the poorest suburbs of Dakar, has more than 250 kids. Nias is the only marabu, or spiritual leader, who teaches here. He divides his time between 3 open-air rooms that sit in the sand-filled courtyard of the community mosque. Last April's report by Human Rights Watch revealed widespread exploitation and abuse by marabus. It was a wake-up call to local aid groups, religious leaders, and the Senegalese government that the living conditions of talibés, including a lack of food, shelter, hygiene, and access to health care, have become deplorable. Nias admits he was surprised when the report came out, but says it was a good surprise. He says he's been fighting against these so-called marabous for a long time. Nias says the Quran itself is perfect. It's transparent like water, so you can't put something dirty into it. 10 years ago, a group of women from Medina Gonas decided they would help Nias by becoming godmothers to the talibés. They call themselves the Ndey Daras. Aissatou Dieye and Sakhna Sall are founding members. Both have their own children to care for, yet still find time to volunteer. Sal says every morning she comes here to visit the kids. If they're dirty, she washes their clothes. She gives them soap and bleach to wash their hands. If they're sick, she brings them to the hospital. Dieye says her work is very satisfying because every mother must educate a child who does not have the means. You may know who brought this child into the world, but you might not know what good this child can bring to others. Dieye says that even if a talibé came to her house who she didn't know, she would feed him. Babacar Lo is a 16-year-old talibé who attends Nias's dara. He is one of the fortunate few who still lives with his family. Some of his friends aren't so lucky. Lo says he has some friends who beg in the street. They do it because it's what they know, what their marabou forces them to do. Lo says he's tried to tell them that it's not good, but they don't listen. After the Human Rights Watch report, the Senegalese government reinforced a 2005 law banning public begging. They also jailed 7 marabous for 6 months and imposed $200 fines on each for exploiting their talibés. It was seen as a step forward. Mamadou Ndiaye is president of the Dakar aid group Sweat for Survival. Ndiaye says the group has tried again and again to organize a national platform for this problem. But it was only when the international report came out that people started getting on board. Just months after the ban on begging was reinstated, enforcement started to wane. It's difficult to implement a no-begging policy in a country where poverty is endemic and people are hungry. The Senegalese government says it's committed to creating 100 modern daras by next year to provide better learning conditions. Dieye says it's a problem that's bigger than just charlatan marabous. Dieye believes the real marabous know among themselves who the fake ones are, so it's up to them to denounce them. But he says there's also a need to educate Senegalese about population control. Dieye says it's sad. They need to organize themselves in terms of birth rates and to bring into the world only who they can take care of. He says Islam doesn't ask to bring a child into the world, just to turn around and put him back into the street. Amanda Fortier for VOA News, Dakar.